This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on the second hour during this holiday weekend, we have Dale Barra, who, a baseball player in his own right, has written a book about his famous dad, Yogi Barra. And since the baseball season has officially been underway, we're going to talk baseball. Then Michael Kutlitz will be joining us, a great actor. He's done a lot of things on television and on the big screen. His latest effort is on CBS called Clarice. He'll be joining us. There's a show on ABC that premiered last week. It's called Pooch Perfect. Jorge Bendersky will be joining us. He's one of the groomers and judges on the show. And then we're going to chat about some ideas for Easter dinner. Still not late to plan it, with Parker Wallace. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, since the 2021 baseball season has officially started, I thought it was appropriate to bring back one of our guests, a friend of ours on the show, who has a book out right now that I highly recommend. And it's penned by a gentleman who is a former Major League Baseball infielder who played for the Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros between 77 and 87. And his dad certainly is one legend. Joining us right now with the book called My Dad Yogi is Dale Barra. Hi, Dale. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for having me.
This is a great book, and it had to be either very therapeutic to write or very difficult to write. What was it?
Well, it was both of them. You've said it right. You know, enough books had been done about my dad's life, from baseball and the quotes. There had never been a book about his life or our lives as kids and how he affected our lives. So we wanted to give the family perspective. So I thought it was important to write this book and talk about what a great father he was and what an innate person he was.
Yeah. You talk about the relationship you had with him, and it was a very close Italian relationship, as we had in my family, because I'm Italian also. But was it difficult when he was away from home for the family so many days when he was playing ball?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer there, Ron. Dad was never traded. I mean, how many guys do you know play 18 consecutive years and, by the way, make 18 consecutive All-Star teams? Pretty good. And not get traded. So we lived in the same house, in the same town. Dad came home every night after the games. And we ate every night together as a family. And in the off season, he was home all day, every day, because he didn't go away. Many of the players in those days at times had to work in the off season, as Dad did. And so he was only really gone on road trips, a week at a time for road trips. And we would go to spring training with him. So, truthfully, he was home a lot.
I didn't realize that. Now, he was with the Yankees in 10 World Series championships. He was a World War II veteran and a first-generation Italian immigrant. But he was with the Yankees during the heyday of baseball. I mean, there were Mickey Mantle, your dad, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, I don't know if there's superstars like that anymore. When you went into baseball, Dale, did they expect a lot of you because of your father? I've asked that question to Frank Sinatra Jr., to Roy Rogers Jr. When somebody goes into an occupation that their parents are very successful in, sometimes the expectations are so high that it's hard to live up to it.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. Incredibly, I can safely say that we certainly know in retrospect we were privileged kids, but my dad raised us in such a way that we did not feel special. Now, I know that that's hard to believe, but Dad was such an innate, genuine, unaffected person. He made people, without trying, feel great about themselves. He was the person that when a person met him, they said, oh, my God, he's just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, when you live with that, growing up in the same town your whole life, you just become a normal kid. Now, I know looking back on that, that sounds funny, but we never felt pressure. My brothers and I, many times from the stands, I'd hear someone yell, you'll never be as good as your old man. And I would think to myself, you know what? Who will?
Wow.
And I never had or thought about the pressure. Dad didn't teach us the game. Dad didn't play with us. He'd come up the driveway and I'd say, Dad, play catch with me. He'd say, that's what you got brothers for.
Yeah.
I think he did it to keep the pressure off us. And the only pressure that I ever really felt was because I was a first-round draft choice. So when I reported to the minor leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates, nobody cared that I was Yogi Berra's son. What they cared about was watching number one play and seeing if I could live up to that status. So that was the pressure for me.
And I've talked to, as I mentioned, an introduction, a lot of children of famous people. Roy Rogers Jr. said, you know, because of the fact that people like Roy Rogers, people that are involved with appealing to the youth, like your dad, and he appealed to every demographic, but the youth idolized him too, that sometimes kids can be tough on you. Yeah, your dad's a baseball player, you know, all this other stuff. You didn't have that kind of pressure, which is great because that is...
It's almost an uncanny.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's part of the book. It's part of what I write about in the book, how Dad could have performed that, how Dad treated the tailor and the landscaper exactly the same way as he would treat a CEO from Wall Street. He did it without trying. And the people perceived that, my God, this guy is treating me like the same respect as he would anybody else. And he did it naturally and people felt it. We didn't know it, but it rubbed off on us.
Let's talk about you personally in the book, because you wrote this book, but you also had the help of your brothers, and I think your oldest daughter. You say that here you were, 20 years old, great future ahead of you, great genes, cut short when you started using drugs, cocaine, all right, which really took a slow toll on your promising career. How did your father handle that, being an Italian immigrant, straight shooter, I mean, and proud of his sons? What was his reaction, Dale?
You know, he trusted me. I write in a book about where he would say to me, are you okay, kid? And I would say, yeah, I'm all right, Dad. You know, this book is about making a choice and playing Russian roulette with your life when you take the chance of using a drug. The mind is so strong, it will tell you you're okay when you're not. And I really believe that I was okay. One night, New Year's Eve, early 80s, I was an innocent kid. I come home from baseball and everybody's doing cocaine. All my friends are doing it. I can't go to a party without seeing it all over the place. So what do? This obsessive, compulsive kid tries it. And you know what? I liked it. I liked it too damn much. And Father instilled in me the principles of being on time, being honest, never missing a game, never missing a bus, never missing an engagement. And I incorporated that into my responsible, quote, drug use, cocaine use. Mm-hmm. I thought I was being responsible because I never played a game on it, because I never woke up to it. I thought I was a responsible user.
Yeah.
That was my brain telling me that I was okay when I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until it was too late, because it took the split-second timing away that you need to play this game at a high level. You miss too many nights sleep, or you stay up too late too many times in the off season. All you have to do is lose 1 millisecond of that split timing, and you lose the geometry it takes to make that play in the field naturally.
Wow.
And you lose that ability to hit that 98-mile-an-hour fastball on the button, so you hit it a little bit on the label or off the end. What it took from me was, I think, an all-star career. When I look back on it, I played 9 years. I'm proud of what I did. I won a World Series ring. Could have been better.
Little witty things. It ain't over till it's over. You know, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. Were these planned, or was that just your dad's mind?
Oh, no. He said he had no idea. He said that completely naturally. You can't hit and think at the same time. I mean, being in the zone when you're not thinking.
There you go.
It's when you're completely on autopilot. He was completely unafraid of failure.
Yeah. Well,
he thought the pitcher was in trouble when he went up. He didn't think, how am I going to hit this guy? He thought, this guy's in trouble. The reputation for being a bad ball hitter. And he said, yeah, I like him bad, but don't throw it down the middle either. You know, he was just an amazing player.
And this is the dumbest question, but I got to end with this, okay? Did he ever say anything about the cartoon character being named after him?
You know what? He didn't care. That's another thing. We as kids, we knew that we named after Dad, but he never said a word about it.
Yeah.
Later on in our life, that he couldn't collect money from it because Yogi is not his real name.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
If the bear was named Lawrence Bear, then maybe he could have gotten some money off it. Because it wasn't his real name, he didn't collect any money from it, and he didn't really care. But we all know that the bear was named after Dad.
Well, Dale, it's a great book. I invite you to come back, really. Your dad was a sensational person. You are stand-up guy, and the name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, as penned by his son, Dale Barrett. My son lives in St. Louis, and your dad, of course, it was the king of the hill over there in the Italian section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
The hill dad was he was the one that everybody followed around.
Yep.
Dad, Joe Gradiola, Jack Buck, there's three Hall of Famers that lived on the hill when Dad was growing up.
Yeah, that's great.
And they all followed Dad because Dad was the leader. Dad was the boss.
Hey, Dale, thanks for joining us.
You have a good day, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Dale, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Dale Barra, of course, the son of legendary Yogi Berra. The name of the book is My Dad, Yogi. And we lost Yogi Bear back in September 2015. He was 90 years old. Don't forget, it ain't over till it's over, my friend. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm a fan of this next gentleman. He's quite an actor. There's no doubt about that. He's been in over 20 films. He's starred in so many successful TV shows. The Walking Dead, Southland, The Kids Are All Right, Lost, 6 Feet Under, Nip Tuck, 24, and, of course, the Emmy-winning miniseries of Band of Brothers. And he's part of The Clarice, which airs Thursdays at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on CBS. Joining us right now is Michael Cutlitz. Hi, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I really meant what I said, and I got to tell you, I liked all these shows you've been on, but I really enjoyed Southland. I think that show should have been on for tons and tons and tons of years. I don't know what it was. I just liked the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. Wonderful, wonderful creative experience. We got to work really closely with the LAPD, all the background and all the extras and other officers that were in uniform were all either current serving or newly retired LAPD. So we had a very strong LEO and presence, and all of our advisors were current serving Los Angeles Police Department officers. So it was very authentic, very in your face. Had a wonderful sort of docudrama, documentary style to it. It was just really, really fun telling those stories.
It was a good show. As all of them were, 24, sensational show. 6 Feet Under, huge. Band of Brothers, huge. And I mentioned some of the films like River Runs Through It, Gross Point Blank, The Negotiator, Driven. And you had the opportunity to work opposite Murray McCormick. We've had her on the show several times over the years. She's quite an actress. I got to be honest, she's probably a good person to play opposite to because she knows her stuff, as you do.
Fantastic. And she is a force of nature. I had a wonderful, wonderful time working with Mary. You know, we chat. We probably get into a little text back and forth every month still, you know, and we're a good year, 2 years since the show. Just incredible, incredible, incredible talent.
That's great. Well, now, as I mentioned in the introduction, new series here is going to be airing Thursday, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on CBS. Now, the show had been off for a couple of weeks because of the NCAA tournament, but it's back, right, Michael?
Yeah. We were off, we aired the first 5 episodes, and we were off the last 2 weeks, and now we're back.
Okay, so that's appointment television. Now, for those people who may not have seen the show, okay, we're talking about a personal story of an FBI agent by the name of Clarice Starling, okay, and she has a lot of different things about her that are, I don't want to say abnormal, but for a better choice of words. If nobody saw the show and you were explaining it to them, Michael, how would you do it?
Well, the show takes place a year after the events of Silence of the Lambs, and in Silence of the Lambs, the Clarice Starling character was played by Jodie Foster.
Right.
So what we've done is we've taken a really deep dive into the character of Clarice a year after the events of Silence of the Lambs. You do not have to have seen the movie to understand the show. We sort of go through it. But it wouldn't hurt if you wanted to go back and watch Silence of the Lambs and then use that as a segue into our show. And then we see what it's like. The show takes place in 1993, so there's a lot less technology around. And as a lot of the listeners know, the same thing was, you know, in the military in 93. It was really sort of the not the birth of, but there was a big transition starting to happen where there were a lot of females entering into law enforcement.
Right.
And we get to see what that sort of uncomfortable growing pains were when women were, you know, starting to appear in conversations that they weren't traditionally in. You know, wonderful, smart, talented women, but the habit was that they were not there. So what happens when you start infusing that into daily life? And we look at that, you know, the FBI especially was definitely, you know, we don't run around in our vernacular saying G women, you know, they're G men. And there's a reason why it was G men. They were government men, you know, and that's the world we're coming from. So it's definitely, you know, topical in some ways, but this is 1993, so we're seeing it at its beginnings, at its roots. It's wonderful storytelling, an incredibly gifted, empathic, intuitive investigator coming in from Behavioral Science Unit, which still to this day is looked at as sort of a, you know, the not so wanted stepchild of the Bureau. It's these guys want to deal in facts, and you know the VSU unit is not always, you know, fact based. A lot of it's intuition, a lot of it's profiling, you know, all things that we use today and rely on today. But back then, even, you know, just 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was, you know, considered voodoo by a lot of these guys who were career, you know, FBI guys. So we get to see that wonderful clash of ideas, and we see how they influence each other and how all these characters grow together. It's a really wonderful psychological study.
Do you have people acting as consultants or on the set from the FBI? And the reason I ask that question is because many, many years ago, there was a show called the FBI. I think Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. or somebody was the star of the show. And a lot of the storylines and stuff had to be cleared at the then Hoover. He was still in there, you know. But it had to be cleared through the FBI. Is that the case here?
No. There's no... That's very rare that we have now. So far, it's being cleared. We have people that we talk to that are retired FBI. They work... We have a consultant that the writers work with, but nothing has to be cleared so far as that.
Yeah.
You still have it with when I shot JAG a few years ago, well, many years ago, when we shot on the base and we were showing actual elements of the Marine Corps, they had to clear the script.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand that.
When they were not doing those things, when they were just telling stories outside of using the specific elements, real elements, nothing had to be cleared. But if you want to maintain a good relationship with those organizations, it's probably in your best interest to, you know, have the stories reflect reality. Even if it's not a reality that they like, you know, do it in a way that's accurate. Don't make somebody look worse than they are if you're going to make them look bad.
The old saying is it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, but I don't think that's the case in this scenario. I think you need to ask permission before.
Yeah,
it's too late.
Sometimes not. Sometimes if you don't ask for permission and you do something that's incredibly egregious.
Exactly right. The show Clarice will be airing Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time on CBS. Check it out. And Michael, I wish you a lot of success with this show as you've had with the past.
Thank you.
Michael Cutlitz has been our guest. Great actor. Hey, we want to remind everybody to check out our website. It is new and improved, a little bit more easier to use. It's ronsegi.com, RONSEGGI.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they've encountered more than 170,000 illegal immigrants on the southern border in the month of March. The preliminary figures show an increase of about 140,000 from a year ago. Nearly 20,000 of those encounters were with unaccompanied minors. Congressman Troy Nehls visited the border earlier this week. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about his visit to one Border Patrol facility housing those unaccompanied minors.
Had an opportunity, many of us, to go down and look at the Donna facility and look at the travesties that are taking place there with the overcrowding, because the Border Patrol can't handle all the children. There are thousands of them entering our country, and now they're being sprinkled throughout Texas. And pretty soon they're going to come to a neighborhood in a small town, small community near you.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. I knew at one point that the show would be going to the dogs, and I think the day has come. Actually, I'm very excited to have our next guest on the show with us. He's got a new show that's Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time on ABC. It is called, and I love the name, Pooch Perfect. Joining us right now is Jorge Benedersky. Is that correct, Jorge?
Jorge Benedersky, yes.
See, I like the way you say it, because you got that accent, like when you're Italian and you got to say, you know, raviolis. You say it great. How come I can't say it like that? You got that.
Oh, feeling. Because I'm from Argentina, and I've been saying my name for 52 years.
Okay, well, then that's a good enough reason for me. Hey, congratulations on this new show, Pooch Perfect. I love the name of this show. It's a dog grooming competition series, 8 episodes that will showcase 10 of the best dog groomers in the country, and you are one of the judges. Tell us about it, Jorge.
It's really amazing. You know how we spend hours scrolling through cute dogs' videos on our phone? Okay, this show is all about cute dogs. And they're not groomed by everyday groomer. They're being groomed by the old stars of the industry. Creative grooming is when you turn a dog into a pumpkin, when you turn a dog into a fish or a flamingo. It's really, really, they're really artists using their dog as a canvas, and it's really teamwork. You know, they are, the dog has to collaborate, and the dog, you know, is part of the team. And it's just a great show for not only dog lovers, but the whole family.
I love it. It's called the Competition and Immunity for Paternity Challenges. Is that what it is?
I know. All those words are very hard for me to say with my Spanish accent. I'll let you say those.
Okay, I make you a deal. You say your name, I'll say all these other names, okay? How's that?
I say Jorge, I do say opportunity.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the other celebrities. You got a couple other celebrities in this thing that are judging it. Now, how does this go? It leads up to a season finale where the top three teams compete for a big cash prize and the Covenant Pooch Perfect first place trophy. Tell us how this all came about, because I know in your lifetime you've had a passion with animals since you were 10, 11 years old, not only loving dogs but and a hobby, but breeding them.
Correct. That's when I was a kid, I was, you know, my aunt, she worked with dogs, she bred dogs, so that was my little hobby. And when I moved to New York 26, 27 years ago, I couldn't speak any English, so I decided to turn my hobby into my profession, and here I am, 27 years later. I still don't speak English properly, but I can groom like nobody else.
Well, I got to tell you something. I understand you perfectly well, and you sound terrific to me. You have clients that are top models, notable actors, infamous billionaires, recording artists, and you've, you know, been seen on Animal Planet's reality show Groomer Has It, and a judge on TLC's Extreme Poodles. There is an art to this. When I had I had poodles in my lifetime, several of them, there is an art to it. And boy, I tell you, when you're a dog lover and you get your dog back from the groomer and it isn't right, and you know it's going to grow back, but it just ticks you off when it's not right when you bring it home.
I know, but it's like, but you know, you see that happy face, that happiness that you get in your heart when you go and pick up your dog and it's nice and clean and fluffy.
Yeah.
You know, that is, that when people ask me, okay, you groom dogs from very famous people. And I always say, but dogs are the equalizer, because my relationship with them is not the relationship with a supermodel or an icon on the fashion industry. It's the relationship of a happy pet owner getting their dog freshly groomed, you know.
When you mentioned in the beginning, Jorge, that these animals turn into fishes and everything, that's really was part of the promo that I saw. I mean, you actually do that.
Correct, yes. There, and especially poodles are one of the breeds that is used the most, because first, because they love attention, and then they have the right kind of coat to be able to be very creative. And yes, this is a skill. And this creative grooming has been around for a very long time. Pooch Perfect only offers a glimpse into that world. Mm-hmm. But it's something that has been on the competition rings for, you know, for a few decades. So if you can see dogs in the 40s painted in pink on some advertising.
Yeah.
But with the years, you know, the pet industry have developed so many lines of very non-toxic pet-friendly products that it has brought that art to a whole new level. Because we need to remember, every single product that has been used in these competitions of the most responsible groomers use are all pet products designed to be used on dog, on pets, and they're totally non-toxic.
Now, when you mentioned poodles being have the perfect kind of fur for this kind of thing, are there some dogs that have that better than others? I mean, can you do something to, let's say, a long-haired dog like a collie?
You can do creative on any kind of coat. It can be from a non-toxic glitter tattoo on a chihuahua to turning a poodle into, you know, a pumpkin. But then there are other techniques. You can do, you know, you can add hair extensions. You can add color. You can do carving on, you know, on a Sherman Shepherd. So it, that was part of the challenges of the groomers, was to try to decide the, to get the most creative grooming on, you know, a dog that they weren't, you know, sure what breed they were going to get.
Now, you mentioned the long-haired dogs. I guess I am going to mention it. But let's take an animal like, let's say, a pit bull, where it's the, you know, fur is very, very short. How do you handle that?
Well, you can use, again, non-toxic pet blow pens, and you can turn a pit bull into a zebra or into a leopard or into a tiger. You know, if you not only have to be able to cut hair, but you need to know how to color hair with non-toxic products. You know, if you see, you can draw your favorite, like, team, you know, sports team logo on it.
Yeah, well, that's a cute idea. Is there a big demand for a poodle that looks like a pumpkin, or is that something just subjective?
I think after Pooch Perfect is going to be a big demand. But, you know, a lot of people have always asked for a little touch of color.
Sure.
What we're going to see on this show is the over-the-top, you know, the couture of creative grooming. But then you get inspiration, and you might take your dog to the groomer and say, you know what, I do want my dog ears to be pink because it's her birthday. Or I wanted it to be green because, you know, my football team color is green. So, you know, there are always ideas that it can be adapted to a ready-to-wear.
That's great. Well, again, he's the author of bestseller Do-It-Yourself Dog Grooming, From Puppy Cuts to Everything in the Show. And the show now is Tuesdays, an 8-episode series, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on ABC. It is called Pooch Perfect, and our guest has been one of the judges and one of the premier groomers in the pet industry. You don't do cats, do you, by any chance?
I used to. But you know what? As soon as I became successful, I stopped.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and please come back. You're a great guest, you know that? And good luck with the show.
Thank you. I would love to come back after you watch a few episodes so we can chit-chat about the show.
Let's do that, okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. What a nice man he is. And as I mentioned before, he is the judge on Pooch Perfect. Jorge Bernderski is his name. And the name of the show is Pooch Perfect. Okay, now, cue the dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
I think we're losing our mind on the show. I want to remind everybody that our website has been updated a little bit. It's ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get to the home page, there are two buttons. One on the left says, listen to the latest show on demand 24/7. And the one just to the right of it, it's also a gold color button, presents the archives of many of our past shows that you might have missed and want to listen to again. That's ronseggi.com. Another reminder that we have our website for our musical concert with the 15-piece orchestra that's back on the road again with a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and that is at seggisings.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, And so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. We have a friend of our show with us next. It's always nice having her here. And Easter is this weekend. And it's a very important time, especially after this pandemic. And we want to get together with friends, but we want to at least make sure that our family and guests are treated well at the dinner table. She is the founder of What's on Parker's Place, the author of the best-selling cookbook, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, a girl's, and I add a guy's guide to holiday feasting. Joining us right now is our friend, Parker Wallace. Hi, Parker. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, it's always good having you here, and you're always welcome. Easter is this weekend. Help, help, help. What should we be doing to start a nice idea for Easter? Because, you know, Easter is family. Easter is, of course, religious. It's a very special holiday, one that really yields to the fact of having good food, good friends, good family, and a nice, relaxing weekend.
Yeah, you know, you summed it up right there. I think after the year that we've all had, it's just been such a great reminder for all intents and purposes, what's important and who's important. And that has really reminded us all about family and the good foods that really connects us all. So whether you're having that small gathering at home with family or doing a Zoom Easter dinner with family that's far away, I know I'm doing that with my family in Virginia, then it really continues to make it special. And let's admit it. I mean, food is a great equalizer. It bonds us all with memories, and it's the best way to really celebrate hopefully the country kind of coming back to a little bit more normal and feeling good about those celebrations again.
So tell us about some ideas that you might have. Let's start off with the dinner before we get to the stuff like beverages and stuff, which is my favorite.
Sure. I know that even, you know, I call myself a culinary goddess, and
well, you
I
are.
Talk about
you
my
are.
Grandmother on the show because we called her Ronnie.
Right.
And right now, I think it is the time where everybody just wants to have what I like to call a shortcut to delicious, because we deserve it. And if you can find a great spot to find that food and make it turnkey, then sign me up. And so the Cracker Barrel Old Country Store has these really great holiday meal options for families of any size, Ron. They've got this classic Easter heat and serve meal. It comes chilled, and then you can go from oven to table in less than 3 hours. And you get this gorgeous spiral sliced ham and those fixings, those side dishes that just taste like home. I know personally because I worked at a Cracker Barrel when I was in college at James Madison University, Harrisonburg, Virginia, and everything just takes me back to those really like comfort food moments. And you can get the Easter heat and serve in two sizes. The feast serves 8 to 10. The family dinner serves 4 to 6. They even have a prime rib option. So you can order that for 4 to 6 people with mashed potatoes and all of those like delicious yeast rolls that are famous with two sides. And you can pick everything up in store between April 2nd through April 4th and just order online at crackerbarrel.com, but 24 hours in advance.
And I'm not saying this because we're talking about it. I have never had anything but a good meal at a Cracker Barrel, and it is home-style cooking. And the thing about it is, here you are, a culinary expert, and you're saying, go to Cracker Barrel. I mean, that's pretty good endorsement there.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it's just, I think when we hear people talking about cooking fatigue, I think it's really about, like, what's important? It's about the family. It's about seeing people that we might not have seen in the last year. So let's keep it simple and hassle-free and just focus on all of the bonds between the family and the friends that we're talking with, you know, online or next to us at the table, and when it's this delicious.
Then there's another side of it. A lot of times the host and or hostess is burdened down with the fact that they're on the grill or cooking in the kitchen, and that's not fair to them either. So this is the best way to go. Let's talk about a beverage here, okay, Parker?
Yes. I mean, you know me. I love to start everything when it comes to entertaining with good wine. And my go-to vino right now, Maddalena Wines. They're named after their female founder, Maddalena Reedley. And I love this lady because she's all about aiming to elevate and empower women in communities as they're striving to make their mark in the world. And I definitely relate to that as a female entrepreneur. It's all about making your mark. So I suggest we raise a glass and celebrate all of the strong women in our lives. I'm raising a glass to my grandma, Bonnie, and we can make our mark with Maddalena. So they've got 7 award-winning wines, Ron, and the label is so cool. It's got this rose gold M, really sexy. It's sophisticated. It's elegant. It's launching soon. And you can pick out Chardonnay, Cabernet, Merlot, Pinot Grigio, and every bottle is under $20. You get this really elevated wine at a great price point.
I'm glad that you mentioned a couple of times, as I always do every time you visit with us, your grandmother, Ronnie. She must have been a terrific lady because she's got a great name.
I know, she certainly does. You know, I found this book that she had, this notebook, and she would write down all of her recipes and notes after she served every dinner. So she would say, you know, Dr. Howard wanted a second serving of potatoes, or I need to make more rum punch the next time, you know, Aunt Peggy comes to dinner. And it was just so just authentic to her. She was also a great gift giver, Ron, and I loved that about her because she really thought about everything was always personalized, and she was the ultimate hostess. Hostess with the mostest, the original culinary goddess, I call her. And that's one of the reasons why, for me, you know, we're seeing people that we haven't seen in a long time. Bring something that's personalized as a host or hostess gift. Cracker Barrel, if you're picking up that meal at that country store, they have so many fun gift-giving options for Easter, really for any moment, this spring and beyond. So I took a few of my favorite things, Ron, and I picked up these little rain boots and stuffed them with books and a little candy and some toys for the kiddos, for my niece and nephew. And then they have some really cool retro treats like a harmonica. And I built a Fun in the Sun hat with their straw hat that they have, and I loaded it with sunglasses and a little jewelry and a candle. So you can really personalize it for anybody who's you're going to be sharing that special Easter dinner with.
Did your grandmother get to see the fame and fortune that you have now? Did she get a chance to see how successful you are in the business?
Oh, you know, she saw me on TV when I had my first TV job in New Haven, Connecticut. So she was able to see that.
Good.
And
good.
I wish that she'd witnessed my cooking elevate the way it has over the years, but I know she's with me in spirit.
That's great. Where can we go, Parker, for more information?
Yeah, you can pick up all of the delicious and the goodies at crackerbarrel.com. And then for all the information here, go to tipsontv.com. And don't forget to follow me on social for lots of great tips, tricks, recipes, and advice at Parker's Plate and parkersplate.com.
Parker's Plate, parkersplate.com, and the author of the best-selling cookbook. You don't mind if I change the name a little bit, where it's Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, and a Girls/Guys Guide to Holiday Feasting. You don't mind if I do it.
And Everybody's Guide to Holiday Feasting.
Parker, nice having you here. Happy holiday. We look forward to your return. Okay, dear?
Thanks, Ron. Take care.
And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. fraud. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to put a wrapper on things for this week's show during this holiday weekend. I want to thank you and all of our listeners for being part of the show, including our guest, Ben Gillette, Craig Custis from The Masked Singer, Prima Edgerman and Jocko Sims, stars of New Amsterdam, wine expert Theo Rutherford, baseball player and son of Yogi Berra, Dale Berra, actor Michael Kutlitz from The Clarice Show on CBS, or Abe Vendersky on the Push Perfect program on ABC, and Parker Wallace. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide, and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.